Colleagues, I'm sorry, I have to go, as you're aware, and I'll be back at 2:30, so I'm going to pass the gavel to the council president, Commissioner Udaly. Thank you.
Chloe, this is the first reading we're going to do today.
All right. Carla, please call the next item.
Item 108, accept a grant in the amount of $2.2 million from the Oregon Department of Transportation for the Brentwood-Darlington Safe Routes to School project.
Oh, that is my item. Please bear with me for a moment. Usually thank the mayor, but I guess I'll thank myself today. It's a pleasure to bring this grant acceptance item before the council this morning, as this project is a great opportunity for us to provide basic transportation infrastructure to a community that has long been underserved. This grant will add to the $4 million in local system development fees PBOT is providing to bring sidewalks and safe street crossings to this underserved neighborhood. Five schools located in the Brentwood-Darlington neighborhood are directly benefiting from elements of these projects: Lane Middle School, Whitman Elementary, Kelly Elementary, Woodmere Elementary, and Access Academy Middle School. Additionally, there is a transition program located next to Brentwood Park for students receiving special education services and coming out of our high schools. There are only three of these programs in the city, and this one is the only one that's wheelchair accessible, and it's currently sited on a street with no sidewalks. So I am particularly gratified to see that we will be providing sidewalks to Green Thrum, the Green Thrum transition program. One of the biggest concerns we hear from families across Portland is that they don't have sidewalks or safe crossings. It's extremely exciting to provide both for many families accessing schools and parks in the Brentwood-Darlington neighborhood. This past October, our Safe Routes to School program partnered with Whitman Elementary School to celebrate International Walk and Roll to School Days. Good luck rolling to school in this neighborhood currently, though, unless you're on a bike, talking about wheelchairs. Their incredible staff organized a special event promoting healthy kids and strong community. I believe Mayor Wheeler joined them as students and families formed walking school buses and bike trains to parade to school. It's exciting to think of what's possible for these students with new infrastructure and such a supportive community behind them. Project manager Rick Newlands and Janice McDonald are here to provide a bit more information on this exciting project, and then the item will move to a second reading. Welcome, thank you, and please state your name for the record, and I'm sorry if I just read all your talking points. You can speed through this if you'd like to.
I'm Rich Newlands with the Bureau of Transportation. If there is one graphic that best sums up the need and importance of this project, it's probably this one. It shows how underserved the Brentwood-Darlington community is when it comes to one of the most fundamental elements of our transportation system, sidewalks. Not only does the neighborhood rank among the highest in the city when it comes to lane miles of unimproved streets, but is among the lowest when it comes to the percentage of streets without sidewalks. This council item takes a major step forward towards addressing this deficiency. The intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Transportation allows PBOT to receive $2.2 million of federal grant funds for design and construction of the Brentwood-Darlington Safe Routes to School project. The federal funding will be matched with $4 million of transportation system development charge funds to create three new east-west active transportation linkages within the heart of the community. Southeast Duke and Flavelle are only two of five east-west streets within the neighborhood that provide direct connectivity between Southeast 52nd and Southeast 82nd Avenue, but neither street has a continuous sidewalk. This project will provide the funding sufficient to infill the sidewalk gaps and create continuous pedestrian facilities along both sides of each street. In total, the project will construct over a mile of new sidewalks, infilling 31% of the total distance along Southeast Flavelle and 11% of the total distance along Southeast Ogden. The grant will also provide funding for a new neighborhood greenway along Southeast Knapp and Ogden streets, creating a new connection within the surrounding neighborhood's bicycle network and a safer street for all users. As a package, these street improvements will provide critical connectivity to Brentwood-Darlington for pedestrian, bicyclists, and transit users. Perhaps most importantly, improvements that will serve five schools and over 1,500 students. and 8 parks. The NAP Ogden Greenway improvements will help create a more integrated bicycle network within the neighborhood and direct connections to 5 existing or funded bikeways. And all 3 streets will help improve access to the area's transit system for a community with above average reliance on transit. For a neighborhood long underserved by investment, the importance of this grant is not just limited to physical infrastructure. For a community that ranks above average in terms of low-income housing and is growing in terms of racial diversity, it's not just limited to equity either. PBOT is simply not used to the level of grassroots community support that went into making this grant happen. So to conclude, there's probably no better demonstration of that effort that went into building the support than this graphic. 1 page of a 49-page petition with over 1,000 signatures in support of the grant that was presented to Metro Council in 2016. PBOT is pleased today to be able to offer City Council the opportunity to add their signatures of support as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, any questions or discussion? All right, this is...
Who organized that petition?
I think you're going to hear from them later.
Okay.
Good testimony.
Okay. Carla, do we have any testimony?
Yes, we have 2 people.
I do.
Sorry, Jenny.
Hi, Carla. Hi. Thank you for having us here. My name is Janice McDonald. I'm with PBOT in the Active Transportation and Safety Division, and I work as a Safe Routes to School coordinator. A few years ago, the Brentwood-Darlington residents developed a plan to make it safer for their families to travel to and from school and around the neighborhood. Today, we are here to celebrate their Safe Routes work and move forward from plan to implementation. The Portland Safe Routes to School program works with 5 school districts and over 100 schools. We work with school communities through education, encouragement, evaluation, enforcement, and engineering, all with a focus on equity. We have a great team at the city, but we don't do Safe Routes to School work by ourselves. We work with families, school staff, students, neighborhoods, nonprofits, and other agencies to make it possible for families to get to schools and around their neighborhoods safely. Community partnership is the foundation of Safe Routes to School work. Recently, Safe Routes staff presented to council the result of our public engagement around fixing our streets. A detailed infrastructure project list for each of the public K-8 schools in Portland. The tireless work that representatives from Brentwood-Darlington did in previous years helped inform our project list for their neighborhood schools. As Commissioner Udaly mentioned, last October, we celebrated International Walk and Roll to School Day by supporting the school community at Whitman Elementary. Families and school staff organized fun activities and led walking school buses using new sidewalks along Southeast Flavel. We will continue to foster partnerships with Whitman and the other Brentwood-Darlington schools to activate these exciting new infrastructure investments. Again, we'd like to thank Brentwood-Darlington neighborhood for all their efforts. Their advocacy for these projects will create safer routes for students in their neighborhood for years to come.
Thank you. Carla, testimony?
Yes, we have 2 people, Chelsea Powers and Stephanie Frederick.
Welcome.
Morning. Oh, I guess it's afternoon.
Please state your name for the record.
I'm Chelsea Powers. I'm the chair of the Brentwood-Darlington Neighborhoods Association. Commissioners and, well, Mayor when he was here, thank you for providing us time to speak today. I moved to Brentwood-Darlington neighborhood with my husband and 3-year-old son in 2015. And finally, I thought, I live in an area with walkable parks and easy access to transit. And then I tried to walk the 10 blocks to Brentwood Park with my son. And this is what greeted me. In an umbrella stroller.
No, hold it the other way around.
There you go. I don't know where to hold this thing. Okay. So potholes, mud, inaccessible curves, utility poles directly in the path. It was a nightmare. I was so exhausted from the journey there. I called my husband to pick the 2 of us up by car because I couldn't face the walk home. One of the first big projects I worked on after joining the Neighborhood Association was advocating for these regional flexible funds grant to provide safe routes to our neighborhood schools. It was championed by two women who couldn't be here today, Misa Long and Leslie McKinley. I want to make sure their names are up there. And without whom, none of this would have happened. Brentwood Darlington amazed everyone by generating our 1,000 signature petition, as well as over 300 postcards from school children. We went door to door, wrote letters, made phone calls, and testified before Metro with small children in tow. The intergovernmental agreement you are voting on today is the culmination of years of work by several dedicated volunteers. The Brentwood-Darlington Neighborhood Association is actively tracking and supporting this project. We ask that you vote to accept these funds today so that we can move to the next phase and bring much needed infrastructure to our historically underserved portion of Southeast Portland. Thank you.
Thank you. Chelsea, thank you for your leadership of the Neighborhood Association. It's amazing.
Thank you. Good afternoon, City Council members. My name is Stephanie Frederick. I live on Malden Street in Brentwood, Darlington. It's a street that's parallel to Flavelle, which is about to, which will receive sidewalk infill if you accept the ODOT grant today. I am chair of the Land Use and Transportation Committee of the Neighborhood Association, and I want to say that Chelsea Powers here also put in many hundreds of hours of work of advocacy for these projects. She didn't mention that, but I'm mentioning it. So I moved here from Fresno, California 18 months ago because I wanted to live in a livable city. And Portland is that city with its neighborhood centers, its walkability, its bikeability, its food, its art, its great public transit. But I was disconcerted to find that Brentwood-Darlington wasn't as livable as most other parts of Portland because of missing sidewalks, narrow bike lanes, unpainted intersections, and a lot of unpaved roads, though recently graded and graveled. Thank you, my neighbors are so excited about that. It was wonderful to learn that Metro and the City of Portland had responded positively to the hundreds of residents who had appealed for sidewalk infill along two of our major east-west streets and for a walkable, bikeable greenway through the center of Brentwood-Darlington. These projects will be an important advance for mobility in our neighborhood, and they will support the city's efforts in its PED, PDX, and Vision Zero programs. And what I very much like is they will also provide helpful connectivity for residents in the neighboring Lentz and Mount Scott, Arleta, and that includes a lot of kids who come to school in Brentwood-Darlington. So the benefits are not confined only to Brentwood-Darlington. I hope that you will accept the grant from ODOT. Together with city funds, the grant will create a greenway and critical sidewalk infill that will be a great start on making Brentwood-Darlington and adjacent neighborhoods part of livable Portland. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here and thank you for bearing with us. I know you've been here a little longer than usual.
Commissioner?
Yes?
Would you accept an amendment?
Perhaps.
Well, given that we're being asked to accept a grant, we have two members of the public testify in support of accepting the grant, and it's our last action of the morning, I would move that we put an emergency clause on.
Well, thank you. I was thinking about that myself.
Because it is in the public interest to get the money as quickly as possible.
Yes.
That's exactly the reason. So
I would second your motion.
Carla, can we call the roll?
Thank you to the Brentwood-Darlington Neighborhood Association. I've been to your meetings multiple times, and you're really a very vibrant and inclusive community, doing great things in a neighborhood that deserves great things. Aye.
Fish.
Congratulations. Aye.
Hardesty.
Ditto. Aye.
Thank you. Daly.
Well, thank you, Chelsea and Stephanie, and also thanks to Lisa and Leslie for all their hard work on this. As a longtime disability advocate, a housing advocate, and now the commissioner in charge of transportation, I sympathize with you for how many years, decades, perhaps centuries, it feels like these things take. I worry sometimes about the message we're sending to community members when there's so much support and advocacy and it still takes so long to make any progress. If it makes you feel better, any better, some of the things I'm working on are I'm very unlikely to live to see in PBOT, so I vote aye.
So now we go to the motion.
Yes, and now to the motion, please.
Jordan.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. And a quick announcement, we will be reconvening at 2:30 today, not at the usual 2 p.m. We are adjourned.